Back to Back, your gateway to Canadian Christian music. On each broadcast, we listen to great music and interview the people shaping the future of Canadian Christian music today. Please welcome our host, Dale Borland.
Welcome to the show. I am your host, Dale Borland. We've got some great music on the way on today's show, plus a live interview with 180, a rapper you cannot miss. This is Eleni coming up first with a song, I Don't Want It, right here on Back to Back.
I'm looking for the light now, that lamp for my feet, don't know where to go now, but the Lord's in the lead. When he guides my way, the path is straight. I don't need to worry. I'm looking for the light now. I'm looking for the light now. 'Cause if God's in the middle, then there's good in the center. And I know I'll find peace. When it don't make sense, I'll find my rest. 'Cause he'll take care of me. And if God's not in it, teaching me to walk out his heavenly dreams. When he shows the way, I find my strength. It's all that I need. He's teaching me to walk out. He's teaching me to walk out. 'Cause if God's in the middle, then there's good in the center. And I know I'll find peace. When it don't make sense,
got songs back to back from Eleni
with Good to Me
right here on Back to Back Radio.
You've taken my past and exchanged it for a hope and future. You've taken my heart and with perfect grace you put it back together. It's who you are and you're so, so good. Yes.
to me right here on Back to Back Radio. To find out more about LNE, just go to LNE.ca. Next up, Here Comes the Kingdom by Jake Fretz, here on Back to Back Radio.
Time's here, wake everyone. Every day, God's kingdom comes. We, his children, walk with him. New, I'm bursting out our skin. Steps with Father's love, broken brothers lift their heads, turning towns upside down as citizens of heaven here and now. Here comes the kingdom. Through our bones, sons and daughters, brave and bright, Holy Spirit's wild fire. Here comes the kingdom. Lord, we won't fear the impossible. Yours is the kingdom. We are your kingdom. Oh, we won't fear the impossible.
Listening to Back to Back Radio.
My sin dug me so deep, it buried me until I lost the light. And my best attempts couldn't clean the stains on me, no matter how I tried. But then you called my name long enough that I could learn it. I bask in your grace again and again. With every dawn I wake, every step I take, like a crashing wave, I feel your forgiveness. I feel your forgiveness again and again. No matter when I fall, whether big or small, mercy covers it all. I feel your forgiveness.
So I'm singing every day. Oh God, I'm feeling your forgiveness. I'm feeling your forgiveness. I'm feeling your forgiveness. My soul sings again and again. With every dawn I wake, every step I take, like a crashing wave, I feel your forgiveness. I feel your forgiveness. Again and again, no matter when I fall, whether big or small, mercy covers it all.
That's Jake Fretz. For more on him, go to jakefretz.com.
And we're at that time of the show where I get a chance to talk to my featured artist. Today, it's 180. So 180, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man.
Now, you've had influences on your life from the beginning in your music. Maybe there's someone in your life that's influencing you now, and it may not even be a musician. So who is kind of influencing you right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a great question. I think influence-wise, currently, yeah, I'd have to say just I'm being really, really impressed and enjoying Lecrae's work, and for a lot of reasons right now, mostly being how I'm watching him pass the torch to younger artists right now, and he's doing it willingly, and it's really cool to see, and it's encouraging. Hip-hop culture doesn't necessarily move that way, you know, so it's really cool to see the old guys passing it down. And I've said for years that, you know, there's a reason why rock bands and those artists can play into their 80s. They're not constantly against each other, you know, and in just the design of hip-hop, the way hip-hop even came to be hip-hop, that's the nature of it, right? But like, honestly, right now, my biggest influence is my wife, to be honest. Like, she's just in a season of winning, man. And like, I've learned to kind of get through ups and downs of this industry and all of that without being too high or low. But like, watching her have the success she's having in all the areas she's having them, and she works in ministry, right? So it's really cool to kind of to watch her just like be in her pocket right now. Pretty encouraging, man. It's pretty inspiring.
That's great to hear. So from then till now, what your journey's been like? Like from the very first time you went into record to today when you're going to record?
I'm actually glad you asked me that, because I actually feel like I'm back to the start, which for me is a great place. It's when it was the most fun for me, you know? It was when, you know, I was really focusing a lot more on what the scripture said versus what I could write, you know. Like I'd say the past few years, I was writing for, you know, what will the people listen to, and I'm off that right now. Like right now, this is just a one-on-one between me and God, and just really, really having a good time, kind of working it out. And what it's done is it forced me to, you know, check my pride in a lot of areas too, you know, and have to deal with that. Cause I mean, let's be honest, by world standards, I've had a pretty good run. And so that's hard for any fleshy human to always navigate. Right. And I would say, if I'm being 100% honest with the listeners, like the mission sometimes can be easy to lose sight of. You know, let's just make good music because that's what God asks of us. Let's just get back to that. Let's get back to honoring him, and let's get back to, you know, like attaching scripture to the songs, you know, like why are we writing this song? What scripture are we taking? What are we writing from? I think I'm right back to, from a heart posture position, I'm back to where I was when I started, man, and I'm having a blast. Like, so the album's actually going to be called Broken Pottery. For that very reason.
Check out 180's latest project called Broken Pottery, available June 2025. All right, let's talk about another track. We Gonna Make It.
Oh yeah, man. We Gonna Make It is just it's a fun song. It's one of those songs like once you hit play, if you're a music fan, so let's take hip hop out of the equation. If you're a music fan, that bass line's gonna hit you right out of the gate. Doom 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 doom. Like, it's fun, man. It's fun. It's also about being, you know, really encouraging, man. And just, you know, because we're all in different stages of life. I mean, let's be real, man. I'd say from the end of 2019 to now, our world and society hasn't been in the best place it could possibly be either. So depending on where someone lands on anything, right? You know, and like right now, we're finding so many reasons to be divided. And I'm not saying that it's even intentional, right? Like, but we've landed in a position now where if this is what I decide I want to stand up for, then whatever you are saying is wrong. And what that does is it starts messing with family dynamics. You're losing friends. You're, you know, like people are losing jobs. Like there's a lot, you know. And so I wrote that song just basically to say, like, we gonna make it.
Life is changing real fast, but we gonna make it. Don't know how long it's gonna last, but we gonna make it. Every chance for a game, brother, we gonna take it.
I said it before, I never let this life minimize me no more. Feeling fresh, but it's kinda like I've been here before. It's like I'm hungry once again, now I'm coming for it all. Learn to walk before I crawl, now I'm running full speed. Seeing people trying to win, I'm trying to give them what they need. In a world that's run by greed, I'm giving everything I got. Before I made it to my spot, I took like 20, 11 shots. Tore it down to build it up, found out Jesus was enough. They was rapping about nothing or some other crazy stuff. Then I had to call they bluff, they said Christians must be soft. So I showed up with an attitude like, here, hold this off. Left my burdens at the cross. Life keeps trying to give them back. But the cycle ends with Jesus. I ain't tripping on attacks. Not a moment to relax when delivering these tracks. Cause I know that we gon' make it. It don't matter where you at.
Life is changing real fast, but we gon' make it. Don't know how long it's gon' last, but we gon' make it. Every chance for a game, brother, we gon' take it. Never gonna be the same, but we gon' make it, and we gon' make it.
Now when you're up on the top, they talk to you nice. You get quiet for a minute, they forget you had a life. I'm just trying to follow Christ, that don't mean I gotta rap. I got a few more stories, then I plan to give it back. I ain't planning to relax, don't know what we have in store. But this music just don't mean as much to me anymore. Feel the illest that you saw, nah, let me fall back. Let the catalog talk, man, you ain't gotta say all that. Used to struggle to fit in, now I think I'd rather not. Cause they only view my value by the trophies that I got. But my father says my worth can't be measured by them wins. It don't matter what I do, man, they just gonna count my sins. Made a couple great friends, just to D, what up, Mike? It's a very small list of those I think that did it right. As I fade into the night, I'll remember all the stories while forgetting all the worries while I'm riding off the glory.
Life is changing real fast, but we gon' make it. We gon' make it, nah, nah, nah. Don't know how long it's gonna last, but we gon' make it. We gon' make it. Every chance for a game, brother, we gon' take it. It's never gonna be the same, but we gon' make it, and we gon' make it.
So you hit up your friend Fresh IE to help you out on this track. Tell us about what happened.
I messaged Fresh. I said, I got this track. It's called Out the Hood. I said, I already got the hook on it. I said, and I'm going to rap. I said, so if you don't show up, you're going to look bad on this song. And then, of course, he shows up. Because God put us together on purpose, man. We definitely bring the good out of each other. Like, again, yeah. Like it's an honor to work with him. And a blessing to have him in my corner, man. And how many rappers who have been doing this as long as I have can still say that the best rapper in the country still got my back, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, too, man, Fresh is always going to be my favorite collaborator. I think that I think that every time we collaborate and make a song, that it's an album track for whichever one of us want to use it. And the reason I say that it's just the respect that we have for each other. Like, I'm little brother to him and he's big brother to me. I believe that God would do what God's going to do no matter what, man. But he needs some people in the lineup to say yes, right? He counts on that. In fact, that's why he builds us in community, right? Like, and, you know, Fresh's yes started a trajectory for my life, man, that I don't know how to word it. You know, I know that this is an audio show, so I don't know how to word it so that the people get it, but it beyond my understanding. Right? So Out the Hood for me was a song that I wanted to write because, again, I want to always acknowledge where I came from, because those are the people I minister to, you know what I mean? And remind them that, you know, being in the hood ain't bad. Again, it's like being in the world, not of it, right?
Trying to get out this place, you can see it's not the chase. That paper in exchange for grace can wipe that smile right off your face. So many times I find a lick, had shorties out there trying to trick, but I wanna make my granny proud. Them days they really had me sick, tired of running from the law, really running for myself. But I found out you was running for me, just didn't know how to rebel. From this life that I was given, I was living in a cell. In my mind state, Lord, just come and help me. I'm trying to find faith. Coming from the hood, I'm trying to find my way. Send an angel to deliver me from the evils of my ways. Take this pain in exchange and turn it into praise. I will serve you all my days in the valley, in the struggle. Out the hood is where I found you, love in the blind man in the hustle. And even though you took me out, yeah, you put me back in. Just to let them know that Jesus paid the price for our sins.
This is not the life of blessed.
Stuff you taught up, lots of dreams that I done thought of. Versatile like Calvin brought up for the ones who went before us. I keep trying to restore us, cause they set us up to flourish, not just hang around like Doris. Wasn't born to be a rapper, this was just a little chapter. Help me stop being a trapper with them skills developed after being caught up in a lifestyle where the drugs became my master. Right before I met my pastor, I was headed for disaster. Can't tell me nothing about making a come up. Now I'm standing on my faith and can't nobody take it from us. There were nights when I ain't know if I would ever see the day. Got some homies who ain't make it, they can't see the life I made. Hold up, you know the time, I worship with every rhyme. It's the way I keep from crying through the traumas in my mind. I ain't trying to be different, but my nanny raised me well. Now I'm fresh about the hood and ain't no weapon gon' prevail. Hold up.
This is not the life of bad.
Yo, 180, thank you for being on the show with me. I really respect what you're doing in the hip-hop industry. Love you, bro. Stay strong.
I appreciate you guys. I love you, too. And June 27th, get that Broken Pottery.
That's right, 180's latest release, Broken Pottery, available June 2025. I just want to take some time to thank you for listening. I really appreciate your listenership. It means more to me than you may realize. I also depend on your prayers. If you have a product or a service you'd like to advertise on Back to Back Radio, just go to advertise@backtobackradio.com. It would be a blessing to have you partner with me on this program. So that's advertise@backtobackradio.com. Now, Back to Back is brought to you in part by GMI Hub. That stands for Gospel Music Industry Hub. If you'd like to find out more about the GMI Hub, just go to gmihub.ca. You can also email me directly at dale@backtobackradio.com. Well, I hope you join me next time. It's goodbye for now from Back to Back Radio. Back to back, back to back, back to back.
the bottom.